This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I'll say this: the United States is sitting in a better position than many nations. But everything Obama is doing and the globalists are doing is trying to undermine the country. And I'm going to ask Dr. Pechenik this. If the elite are in control of Europe and the United States, they're successfully undermining Russia and China, but they're successfully undermining the American people as well and the family and trying to sabotage our own military. What is going on here? And Dr. Steve Pechenik of stevepechenik.com. He, of course, co-wrote books with Tom Clancy. He was involved in all sorts of clandestine operations, the head of psychological warfare for the State Department. You couldn't get a more informed, patriotic insider on than a member of the Council on Foreign Relations until he resigned. He was one of the first prominent people to expose 9/11 as an inside job in early 2002. He exposed the whole Bin Laden hoax accurately. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. But, Doc, you heard my question. I see a schizophrenic policies, and I get the thing of funding all sides or whatever, but it seems to be beyond that. And I know there's lots of different factions, but why does our government do a lot of things that actually help American interest, but then other things that actually undermine our interest? Is that just different power structures?
Well, it is, Alex. As usual, our government is very, very self-destructive, in part because it has become so large that one part literally does not know what the other part. For example, the CIA was supplying ammunition and guns to the so-called rebels who were fighting Bashar Assad, while the military was training others who were pro-Assad. I mean, it is so confusing, and that's why one of the reasons we need a president who's been vetted out completely, not just somebody who the CIA wanted up there. We need a president who understands what it is we're doing, where we're going, and has a coterie of experience people who have been in crises before. Now, one of the greatest problems in this Brexit is the fact that our government didn't know at all that this was going to happen. Not only was it a binary decision, i.e. either England left or didn't leave, our country was so convinced and so self-delusional, as was Obama and Kerry, that they really didn't map out what would happen in case this was a situation. And in fact, it caught them completely flat-footed. And Kerry admitted it, and Obama had to admit it. In fact, Obama went a week before the Brexit in order to make sure that all of the people around him, i.e. the Wall Street bankers, were there to convince Britain that they rest in the EU.
And so they threatened to hold them hostage. Their bluff got called. Now things are disintegrating. They're in a lot of trouble.
Well, that's correct. The good news is that God loves drunks and the United States. No matter what happens to us and no matter how incompetent our government is, and it's exceedingly incompetent for reasons that we can go into later on, probably because of the entrepreneurial nature of our people and because we're so large and we're blessed by two oceans, it really doesn't affect us. In reality, actually, if people are concerned, what I would say to them is to buy stocks that give a dividend and are, you know, very secure, because basically what you're doing is you're going long with the dollar. Going long with the dollar means that America can bet on the dollar being the supreme currency. And I want to go back to historical precedents where we had brilliant men during the war, World War II, not only Patton, Eisenhower, but we had a gentleman named Morgenthau, a German Jew who figured out very quickly in December of 1944 that in order for America to be a really superpower, we have to denominate all currencies.
Dr. this is powerful. I need to start over because this is so important about Brexit,
okay.
Where you're coming from, where we're going. Because I remember you on 5 years ago saying Europe is going to disintegrate. You watch. And then basically breaking this down. So let's talk about this arrogance and what that signifies.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
A dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Now we talk about a command center. We are under FEMA. We are under this whole corporate global model, and the people of Europe have discovered that. Eight nations want to leave the euro. It's dictatorial. We have the Brexit that Obama and others and Hillary, you know, said, oh, you know, they'll never leave. To me, it seems like a big defeat for globalism, and it seems like they were caught flat-footed. But Dr. Steve Pachinik, former member of the Council on Foreign Relations, best-selling author, one of the founders of General Boykin and others of Delta Force, that's on record, the guy that ran the Camp David Accords. I mean, his pedigree is just that amazing. You can just Google his name and, you know, he can't talk about too much. The Justice Department will come call him into court again, like happens when he comes on the show routinely. Now, because of how secretive, you know, all this stuff is he's been involved in, overthrowing countries, stopping the overthrow of countries. I mean, that's on record. So he's the real deal with a lot of talkers out there. And I tell you, he really predicted 4 years ago after Benghazi, what would happen? We're going to go in. We're going to block these Saudi guys. Other people are trying to double cross us. We're going to stop them. That all came out. That's what happened. I got other sources that are public, others that aren't, that concurred. And so I'm just letting you know, he gives us really good intelligence over and over and over and over again. And so what does this British exit mean? Sure, there's going to be shenanigans to try to keep folks in it. I'm not against some union if it's democratic and empowers people and it's just economic. But when it is arresting people that criticize open borders, when it's totalitarian and wants to arrest global warming deniers, like the Democratic Party platform officially says today, then we know this is an authoritarian movement by the big banks, through the Democrats and the Republicans, through the Labor, through the Tory. And this is really an awakening moment. But talking to Pachinik, if he just joined us, he started getting into the fact that it shows the ineptitude, the arrogance, the flat-footedness. And I agree. Look at the Euro bureaucracy that's unelected, but set up from the start to rule it, because it started as a coal and steel collective. I mean, it started out as a technocracy, folks. It didn't just become one. They're saying, we're just going to have an EU army, and it's going to take over your militaries. We're going to start commanding them. The bureaucracy is going to put out a report. We're going to bring in new commanders over your commanders. Folks, that is literal occupation. That is like Hitler coming in and putting his French generals in over the French, the Vichy. I mean, I harp on that because it's what's happening. This is so crazy, I can't even believe it. And globalist policies trying to jack up food prices worldwide, trying to bring in a crisis where these guys consolidate control. But what if they bring in a crisis so big it brings them down? By the way, I'm not sure licking my lips wanting to see the whole system crash. I want these evil globalists at the top to stop wrecking things and basing things on conquest and collapse instead of renaissance. So I'm not looking for some civil war. I'm not looking to, just see Herman von Rompuy and Merkel's head on a platter. I just realized these people aren't as smart as Napoleon or Hitler. They were bad guys, by the way. Weren't as smart as people before them, and they just think they're invincible because they're in control, and it gets more and more dangerous. So to cover the waterfront, and one of the time we have is Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. Let's walk through this history, where we are, and then I want to ask you about the global economic system, because we got FEMA reports and others saying worldwide food crises, you name it. Is that hype or what's going on? Dr. Pachinik, thanks for joining us. Start back over.
All right. I think it's important for the audience to understand we Americans, in 1944, because of the incredible quality of leaders that we had at that point under FDR, Morgenthau and others in the Treasury developed what was called the Bretton Woods Conference, which basically stated very clearly that for the next half a century to a century, we will have the dollar denominated as the currency of the world. That became so ingrained that anybody who has a chance to go to New Hampshire, Mount Washington, should see that little room which determined the outcome of American superpower. It was not only our army. It was the brilliance of men who could foresee what would happen to our country. Now, taking that forward, the French came in after World War II, although they were defeated. My father's in the French army, and the first order he got was retreat. And unfortunately, 2.2 million men retreated. The reality is that France, after World War II, said to the Americans that we have to co-opt the rise of Germany because France had been defeated twice by the Germans in World War I and II. So they came together on this theoretical notion, which was total nonsense, to co-opt the Germans by creating a United States of Europe. That, in turn, had no legitimacy. It had no concrete basis. And as Alex told you, it basically was a bunch of bureaucrats, ironically put in the worst country of all, which was not really a country, Belgium, at the site where Napoleon was defeated in 1815, only 5 days before the Brexit. So in a way, history recapitulates itself when England and Germany defeated France. What this is the end of globalization. For 5 to 10 years, I've been saying that the so-called notion of globalization is artificial and not real, because what was happening is the big banks on Wall Street were, in fact, putting their tentacles out to every country. However, because they're basically so arrogant and inept, like our government, and you saw this in 2008, They quickly ran with Obama to Britain, and before Britain went on the Brexit, they pleaded. These were the major banks, not the regional and local banks. They're very safe. So Americans should understand your local regional banks are fine because of the reserve currencies that were mandated after 2008. What happened is the Goldman Sachs, the Morgan Stanleys, the big unfortunate banks and the corrupt ones, now had to put in their own tentacles into the different countries as opposed to going through Britain. Our country did not in any way anticipate that this was happening, despite the fact that I would write repeatedly, both in Cyber Command, Cyber Warfare, and the NetForce series by Tom Clancy. I wrote about it in Op Center when Spain broke out and Barcelona broke away from Spain. I kept saying it for 5 years on the Alex Jones Show that this was the beginning of the end of Europe, because Europe is an artificial construct that has no basis for solidity. It's different national characters, 28 to 29, with one currency. The difference is the United States has one currency for 52 states, and we're unified because it's a republic. There may be attempts at a secession like Texas or others, but I don't think it will be successful as opposed to devolution of power. So what I've really been talking about, and Alex really pointed this out over the years, is not that the globalists were increasing, is that we have a devolution of power going on all over the world, including the Chinese, who have to centralize power but are fighting their own corruption in the local areas. The yuan is going down. China will not do well in this. They will try to attempt to make the yuan a currency that's an alternate to the American currency or the British pound. That will not happen. The pound will still remain strong. The euro will fall repeatedly because France has a very low growth rate, and it had before France even attempted to stop the Brexit. It already had riots.
What's the calculus on bringing in all the refugees? 5 million from the Middle East. It's got to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions here. They're covering it up. What is the whole point of bringing in people unskilled, 22% that have TB? This sounds like treason.
Well, the way I looked at it and the way I said it on your show many years ago was that this was Putin's revenge on the takedown of the Soviet Union. When I listened to Putin many years ago, he's a very clever man. He said, imagine what countries are like when you liberate 20 million people and they have no country, i.e. addressing me and others who are involved in the takedown of the Soviet Union. And I realized that he would, in fact, get into the Syrian war to create this conflagration, support Bashar Assad with Iran, and then allow all of these young men to transfer over into Turkey.
Sure, and of course, he came out yesterday, Putin, and said this reminds him of the fall of the Soviet Union.
Oh, I didn't know that. You see, I had anticipated it, and I warned our people, but again, they didn't listen. Again, our people, you know, this is the point why you're important and why the American public has to listen to you. We've talked about this for years beforehand. I knew our government was not qualified to answer this. I knew our government was not even capable of anticipating any of these problems and gaming them out. Unlike the Nixon administration, whatever you could say for Nixon, right or wrong, the man was brilliant. He knew exactly how to game out the Chinese, how to game out the Soviets. Even under the Baker administration, we knew how to game out the Soviet Union under Reagan.
And this, our elites don't gain anybody. They just get bought off for almost nothing. I mean, they give up all the power and sovereignty for like a few million dollars apiece. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, in effect, Alex, there is no more sovereignty, and they have no power. What you saw Obama doing was to really, again, basically self-destruct. He self-destruct with Osama bin Laden nonsense, which didn't exist, the shooting. With Sandy Hook, a false flag, with another false flag. So he will be known as the sociopath that he is. I said it from the day he came in. He was a CIA recruit, a complete sociopath whose only advantage was...
Hey, we know current FBI agents that have investigated Sandy Hook and think it's a hoax. I mean, it's incredible. I'm not going to get into it.
Not only that, the question is, what do we do when we know that our government is tyrannical and is capable of killing us and shooting us? It's not just FEMA. The question is, really, when will we protest and how will that protest?
But isn't it clear that it's a criminal element inside our government?
Well, the government is criminal. I mean, how do you allow our government to attack the Twin Towers when you have the CIA, the DIA, the military intelligence, you have the soldiers, you have the police, you have Homeland Security, you have the WASP trained Mueller who says, oh, no, we didn't know about it, and the FBI, the most self-aggrandized organization other than the CIA, repeatedly making mistakes and confusing the issue and really getting part of the collusion of hitting and hurting.
And then why are they allowing the Islamic invasion? Just so they can have more terror attacks and get more funding? I'm going to ask you that when we come back. Our Steve Pachinik's our guest, analyzing the Brexit.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
All right, final segment with our guest. I was going to take calls the next segment. You know what? I forgot. We've got a reporter down in the valley where they're admittedly bringing in illegal aliens and putting them on buses. Now, we broke that 2 years ago. Nobody else covered it. And that's a big deal. It shows the lawlessness, but now it's on ABC News. So we thought we'd go back down there and show folks. So Jakari Jackson, Madame Salazar, and others joining us. Caught red-handed, Border Patrol paying to ship illegals deep in the United States. This is the lawlessness. Look at the Sunday Express headline, European superstate to be unveiled. EU, we told you this last week, EU nations to be, quote, morphed into one post-Brexit. So you don't have an excuse to leave now. We'll fix that problem. So this shows the incredible totalitarian nature. And obviously this will just accelerate people wanting to leave even more. But what is it about tyrants, Dr. Pechenik? They just don't get it. They just, it's like, you know, Catalonia or Catalan, one of the only prosperous areas in Spain, its own culture. 90-something% of people voted to leave. Madrid said, you can't. They just said, we'll do whatever we want. I mean, how do you stop 90%? You can't control 90% and make them do what you want. You can only kill them.
Yeah, the reason I knew Catalonia would break away from Madrid, number one, Madrid is an artificial construct created by Francis II, a French king. There is no Spain. It's really Valencia, Basque, Barcelona, as you know. And I wrote about Catalan breaking away. The problem in Spain will be that it had a civil war during the 30s, millions died, and it could have another civil war because the Catalans are not Spanish. They will fight if they have to, and Madrid doesn't have a national force that can really counteract it. What happens to tyrants is they see the, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. But in that premise, what people don't realize, it's the beginning of the end of the tyrant. The minute the tyrant exercises that kind of absolute power, like Obama's doing, like those henchmen around him, then it becomes the end of their dynasty and then the end of their tenure. What happens? Putin understands very well in the history of the Romanovs and the Tsars and Stalin, the only way the tyrants leave is through assassination or death. There is no other way. In the United States, we either assassinate our presidents, which we've done with LBJ. We had, you know, shootings on, which we did with JFK, and we warned LBJ not to continue. And we told Reagan that he has a problem, and then we went on and so forth. Things just don't happen by chance or accident. Now we have a corrupt government. We have an inept government. That's worse because corruption may be needed in order to get systems going. It's just the degree of corruption. But when you have incompetence to the top, Susan Rice, Samantha Power, the Ben Rhodes, all those people who really have no idea what they're doing and they stood in one of those think tanks, it's time to get rid of all of them. The Trump, you know, attempt to come into the presidency is far more important than people realize, not only because he said the system is rigged, but he clearly articulated in words what you have been doing, what I have been doing, and many millions of others have said we're disgusted with the rigged system. Nevertheless, the rigged system continues. If Hillary comes in, my suspicion is there will be violence. I can't proffer it, but they know, the people are listening to me, that they were more than effective in handing me subpoenas, or when they felt I was out of control, they sent helicopters above my house to give me a warning. Now, I don't have a problem fighting against for my nation and our republic because I have to fight overseas. But I call on our military to wake up. I call on our generals to stop worrying about their pensions and their liability. Right now, we have more generals who are on pension than active duty military officers, and that's a crime. And instead, we don't have an army that really is loyal to the republic. What the republic did and Obama did was a very shrewd and clever element. They create strategic tension all over the world so that our military is deployed, not because they have to fight for the republic, but it's a way of getting rid of our military domestically. So we're in 786 bases. Then you asked, why are these false flags occurring? You hit it on the head repeatedly when you said it was to round up our ammunition and guns. But there's a more serious reason and a more perfidious reason that I have maintained throughout, and that is what I wrote in the State of Emergency. Our government can no longer justify its existence without creating strategic tension within our country. In other words, the federal government, sui generis, has no legitimacy. It has to create strategic tension so that it can mandate its federal troops.
Sure, it has to make itself the hero and violate jurisdictions. If you could do like four more minutes on the other side, I want to ask you, not as a pop psychiatrist, but also a medical doctor, Harvard and MIT trained, I want to ask you just briefly about a Merkel, about an Obama, about, I mean, who these people are, why they're so dishonorable. Why?
Well, I mean,
the most scummiest people get in power. So stay right there, Dr. Petranek. I'm Alex Jones. And then Jakari Jackson, Don Salazar, and other reporters in the Valley, where the UN is ordering and directing unnamed migrants to just be let in.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Jakari Jackson and others are getting in place down in South Texas in McAllen, where the UN's running the illegal alien invasion. They're actually telling the news. The UN advised us. The UN comes in. They're illegal. And then we just put them on buses and ship them wherever they want. But when I came in from Isla Mujeres, took my children fishing for 5-6 days, they interrogated every one of them and asked them, what'd you buy? What'd you do? Where'd you go? And the guy knew full well who I was. They had a big X on my little computer printout when I went through that first. and as it does every time, and I got to be interrogated. But if I didn't wear a burqa over my head, there wouldn't be any problem. And again, I'm not here to start some war with the Muslims, but if I can point out they've got rights I don't have, and that this whole thing's security theater, maybe I can get my freedoms back. Because all I see with this police state is domesticating me, that I have no rights, I have no freedoms, and I need to worship some all-powerful centralized government. And that's why I'm trying to get people self-sufficient, I'm trying to get folks to take action and get involved in their communities to take back our nation by being productive, by being honorable. Now, we're going to go to our reporters here in a few minutes, but Dr. Pechenik, again, you're not just a pop psychologist. You're not just a psychiatrist, you know, Harvard-trained, MIT, you know, politics, you name it. I'm going to go over your whole pedigree for listeners, but it's very extensive, obviously. And they can't stand the fact you come on the show. I've been visited by the government about it. You've been visited. And then people say, well, why don't you tell us all about it? Well, you did put the subpoena online and talk about it and go through it all. I just sit there and just, you know, leave it where it's at. And just laugh at people, basically, because all I'm doing is basic good stuff. I'm a good guy and you know, trying to save this country because I live here, my kids live here, and you know, my ancestors lived here, and I just really, you know, don't have it out for the average person. I just want to have a free nation. But look at the psychology of the sycophants, the Obamas, the Hillarys, and others. I mean, they just want to mount America's head on the wall. They really are after the bitter clingers. They really hate people that are independent of any race, color, or creed. I mean, they really do want to physically dominate what was Americana, even though that's what ends up generating the power of the nation that these parasites basically control and siphon off of and ride to global control. So I don't understand the schizophrenic behavior or the self-destructive behavior of them just seeming like they're out to get us. I mean, they even say they are when their internal memos come out. Is that correct? And just a few minutes on the psychology of these people. As somebody that wrote the book on State Department psychological operations, who helped get the Camp David Accord done, and you know, so much more. I mean, you really are somebody that actually knows what's going on, not pop garbage. So just a brief synopsis of these people.
Well, number one, they're not crazy. But let's get it very clear, and your audience has to understand it. They're not schizophrenic. There's nothing psychotic about them. These are very willful, determined sociopaths, meaning that by definition they grew up not caring about guilt, responsibility, or accountability. So once you have that dynamic in there, you have entitlement. Once you have entitlement, that means that you should be voting for me. Then you go to pandering. The most, like Obama and Hillary and Bill Clinton, all have the same dynamic. Sociopathy, lies of their histories, lies about their own self-identity, and basically they pander for favors. In turn, a system like the CIA or intelligence system can recruit them very quickly. When they're young, it was done with Obama because he was black, his mother was an operative, his grandfather was, his grandmother, and the same thing with Bill Clinton and Mena, and throughout his own history when he had to go to Oxford, and Strobe Talbott was his roommate, who was classical CIA from Yale, who cleaned up all the junk that Bill Clinton did. And the same thing with Hillary, who has her own sexual problems, has a history of lesbianism, has a history of entitlement, corruption, and ineptness. Once you have that dynamic, the ability of the power of the state through covert actions, it's very easy to manipulate these people and bring in the necessary money. Say what we want you to do, do what we want you to do, and if you don't, we'll get rid of you. But the only way they're terminated is the same way Putin understood about the Romanovs, about Tsar Nicholas, and about Stalin. They die or they leave office. They cannot be, they will not resign on their own. Obama is not crazy. He's not sick. He's inept. He's arrogant. He's entitled. He's a sociopath, but there's nothing crazy about him. He's not very bright. The fact that he went to Occidental College, where all of my ex-CIA operatives teach, and the fact he did not go to Columbia, went to Harvard on affirmative action, means that he was there because he's black, and he can articulate all kinds of nonsense. Same thing with Bill Clinton. never showed up at Oxford, was in Moscow, worked for the agency, reported to guys who were in the agency.
Sure. So let me ask you this in closing, and I want to have you back up on this whole history sometime because it's intriguing. Sure. I know what you're giving us is unfiltered, you know, from your own research, what you see is the truth, which from my research is incredibly accurate. This is somebody, you know, on the outside studying this and watching it closely. Who runs the CIA then? I mean, I know it was the Wall Street, the big mega banks that set it up.
It was the Dulles brothers to begin with, who worked with the Germans during World War II. Then it was James Jesus Angleton. It was the WASPs. Eventually it came to the Catholics in what we call Catholics in Action. In this particular case, over about 20 years, it's been John Brennan, who's been the special assistant to Obama and Bush Jr., who came out of Saudi Arabia, has a very checkered history of effectiveness. Even in the intelligence community, he's known as not being very effective.
So we've got all these different factions. We got the, and now is this weird socialist stuff we're seeing out of Pope? The Pope Francis, or is this
a
separate
Catholic?
Well,
Pope Francis, as I told you and I told the audience, I knew him when he was the director of the Jesuits. He's a ruthless, cunning, pandering individual who doesn't deserve to be the Pope. And I have great respect for Catholics, but I have no respect for the Pope. He allowed two of his Jesuits to be arrested and several of the nuns to be killed. And I was asked to come in by the Argentinian colonels to help out. And I said, no, I will not incarcerate 6,000 Catholics in Argentina. So the Pope is also one of those sociopaths who, instead of coming through as grandiose, does the reverse, which is exactly grandiose. He says, oh, no, I'm not worthy, and then uses all of the nonsense about hope and
faith.
Well,
I'll tell you, Dr. Pachinik,
what we call reaction formation.
I know when you talk about some of
degrees.
Yes, sir, I hate to interrupt you. I know when you talk about some of these histories, you literally have the FBI show up because, I mean, people can Google your name.
They'll come in, and so what? I mean, they've shown repeatedly over 30 years that they don't work for America.
Sure, I just want the audience to know, you're not making any of this stuff up. You really, you know, did know this Pope. You really did, were involved in what happened in big stuff in Italy. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to go into it because I don't have the, you know, Fed show up over national security. It's just so amazing the stuff you've actually done versus all the people, you know, posing and acting like they've done all this stuff. It's amazing. And I do want to have you on about the book you wrote about your mother because it's so interesting historically. So you got to promise to do that, too. Thank you, Doctor.
Yes, I will.
Thank you, sir. That guy is so interesting, folks. I mean, it's just amazing. That guy's been like the whole nine yards, from the ground level as fast and right up to heavy operations and right at the start of Delta Force, advising their psychological warfare operations. It's just incredible. And they just hate it when he comes on. They just cannot stand it. I have been threatened by the Israeli Mossad. I have been threatened by the CIA personally, to my face, okay, about having him on. They cannot stand it. And look, all we're doing is here exposing the stuff that's going on. Look, Jakari Jackson 2 years ago with Adan Salazar and Kit Daniels went down the border. We got contacted by the Border Patrol. They're the good guys. And said, yeah, we're completing the smuggling process. We blurred out the ICE agent's face or you know, just sat in the truck and talked to him. She couldn't even see the body. Scrambled his voice, and he sent us over there, June 26th, we posted a flashback of this, but this was June of 2014, where it shows dozens of buses a day, hundreds and hundreds of people, whole families, none of them vetted, not checked for diseases, from all over the world, just let in. Caught red-handed, Border Patrol paying to ship illegals deep into the U.S. And I'm not going to play the whole seven-minute report, play about a minute of it, go to Jakari, but they're down there to just point out and talk to the locals. What do you think of they're not tested for disease? That's number one. 22% increase in TB in, quote, migrants. They're coming in. They check you when you come through the border at customs as a citizen, but they're not checking these people. It's against the law. The Supreme Court ruled you can't do it. Last week, Obama says he's going to continue. I mean, I sat there going through customs Saturday, and I didn't start arguing. I just said, you know, they just let everybody in if they're illegal. And the guy just said, yeah. I mean, we've talked to the Border Patrol at the checkpoint. Why do you want to search us 70 miles into the U.S., come back from Big Bend, the border's open? He goes, yeah, you're actually right. Go on in. But there's terrorists coming into the country. See, that's what I mean. This doesn't make sense. So here's a minute of Jakari's report where he's talking to the emergency manager of McAllen. While this is important, is on Friday, UN says more Central Americans headed to the U.S. And the first thing they say on the newscast is, illegals are coming in, They're illegal, but they're sent here by the Border Patrol and are just bust out. And they make it like it's a wonderful thing. I mean, this is crazy. If I sneak an illegal in, we're talking 5 years in federal prison if I get a light sentence, folks. So we're talking to Ja'Kari Jackson in just a moment, but he's really just there to get all these reports and go with those angles. Hey, what about the diseases coming in? What about citizens having to get checked? What about this not being covered in the media? Why is it finally being covered? I want to talk to the TV station. I want to talk to the emergency manager again. And this is just 2 years later. It's still every day. Hundreds. They're there at the bus terminal. So let's play a clip of Ja'Kari 2 years ago. Here it is.
The people who you're housing here, where are they coming from?
I'm being told they're coming from Central America. A lot of them are Central America. A lot of them are younger kids with their moms, for the most part.
And why Central America? Why is that the popular destination?
I have no idea.
Well, what happened to today in particular is that the Border Patrol dropped off some, they call them detainees, but obviously they're not detained after they drop them off.
Mm-hmm.
And normally they have tickets or arranged transportation to go somewhere in the interior. Well, today, apparently for some logistical reasons, some of them hadn't had transportation arranged, or their transportation is tomorrow.
Right.
And yeah, I'm going to stop right there.
We're having to find.
Now, 70% are underage, 18 or younger. That's the Fed's own numbers. We're going to Ja'Kari right now. But the new video we have from this ABC, they're almost all look like men and women, hardly any kids this time, or teenagers. So, again, folks, this is a set deal outside the law, and they're keeping the numbers secret. Ja'Kari, I know you just got down there in the last 30 minutes or so, and you're about to follow your reports for the nightly news. Great job breaking this 2 years ago to you and Adon. But the mainstream media knows they've been covering up. What have you learned so far?
Ja'Kari Jackson reporting from McAllen, Texas, as you hear the report right there. It finally seems that the mainstream media is getting around to cover a story that we talked about 2 years ago about how many of the people who enter the country illegally are being provided with travel vouchers courtesy of the United States government, and they go wherever they go, and most of them don't return for their court dates. And that's the situation that's going on here. Currently, while we're at the McAllen bus station, there isn't too much traffic right here. We do know that the people are being provided with travel vouchers, but just simple fact that they are given a voucher makes it very difficult to identify. So you don't know exactly who came in with a travel voucher, who didn't, and where they're going from here.
Ja'Kari, just as a citizen, what is it like for you? Well, I know you recently went on a trip to do some investigations in Asia. What is it like to, because you're a citizen, to be discriminated against, to be asked all these questions and go through naked body scanners, but then even at the airports they admit with a lot of the illegals, that they're just groveling to them from China, you name it, just they don't even search them. They just let them in without even having IDs. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, it is rather absurd because when I returned to the States, I believe I was at JFK, and, you know, I'm a U.S. citizen. I have my passport, you know, ID and all that, and the guy's giving me the third degree like I deserve. He's like, where'd you come from? Did you bring anything back? Like, and he's like, did you go business or pleasure? And he just was, like, grilling me. I was like, bro, I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Like, what do you think I was out there doing? I have a Christian cross on my arm. What do you think I'm up to? But that's the situation I have, but as you demonstrated in your example there, many other people who come from other countries don't have to go through the same harassment I do as an American citizen.
Well, I mean, I threw out the three things I want you to cover, the disease, the above the law, the open borders, the UN calling the shots, because we played a clip last week where the UN admits they're running the migration to Europe and here. Oh, that's who Obama takes his orders from. I mean, what about the angle of Obama just ignoring the Supreme Court again?
Well, Obama doesn't get his authority from the Supreme Court. According to him, he gets it from the UN. So he doesn't have to abide by any of the laws of the land, regardless of what the people of the United States collectively speak. He just ignores that, and he goes on about his own personal agenda.
Well, all I know is, why do I have to pay taxes and pay and have my genitals groped and everything, but all these foreigners, they admit flights every day to JFK. No one's even checked. IDs aren't even looked at. That's New York Daily News. This is bull. I mean, I'm sitting there with the customs guy narrowing his eyes. He knows full well who I am. He's interrogating me. Every time they pull me out of the line for extra interrogation, sometimes they take me behind closed doors, dig through my dirty underwear, literally, and just bug their eyes out at me. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a power trip. You know, I've experienced those same things going through customs. Also, when you go through the TSA, I mean, I've had multiple times. I went to TSA, and some guy, he opened my Altoids can and was shaking the can around trying to see if there's stuff in there. It's completely ridiculous. It's a complete double standard, but I guess in the sake of political correctness, they feel they can do that to the American citizen, but not the non-citizen.
Absolutely. You heard the angles I want to get covered. And you know, obviously, there's the big angle. The media finally covers that Obama and the Border Patrol are shipping the illegals in. I mean, what other angles are you going to hit, Jakari?
Well, we're going to go out here and do a man on the street. And since we're so close to the border, one of the things we want to ask people is, how do you feel about the wall? Because we've seen the reports, I believe it was on MSNBC, where they went out and asked a similar question, and they were surprised that many people said they wanted it. So we're going to just ask the people who actually live here, not, you know, some talking head up in New York, what they think of the wall, if they think it's a good thing, it's a bad thing, what they think about the situation in general.
Sure, and when MSNBC did that, the guy spent 2 months actually at the border town, the farmers, the ranchers, who were mainly Hispanic, where they're getting hit by the crime. I think a lot of folks who are found in the city are probably there illegal, so they might be supporting it. But that's my point. We don't even need a wall. We just need to go after employers that hire people illegally, flagrantly, and we need to just not ship people in and advertise all this free welfare. Game over.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, if I don't think the wall is the best of ideas, but if we enforce the laws that are already on the books, I think we could cut down on the problem a great deal.
Well, I agree with Ron Paul when he said, like, 5 years ago they were talking about a wall and you'll never finish it. He said, look, the wall's going to keep us in. That's true. They harass us, the citizens. I'm not even blaming the Border Patrol people. That's what they're ordered to do, the customs people. But still, it's happening. Look, the IRS wants a law where you can't even fly, period, if they claim they're investigating you. Now you can't leave the country if they've got an investigation open. So, see, they're trying to make it hard for us to get out of the country. So I just say, you know what, I disagree with Trump on the wall. It's a fun thing to talk about and all this, but all I want Trump to do is just not let, you know, the illegals get free welfare. That'll fix it right there.
And as you talk about this travel, I think if they want to take people's passports and deny them travel because they're under investigation, Mr. Clinton's under investigation. Why doesn't somebody say something about that and seize her assets?
Oh, that's a good idea. Absolutely. We're not even talking about a criminal investigation with a grand jury or something, folks, or, you know, where you've been indicted and they say don't leave the county. We're talking about anybody when they just open an investigation. That's what happened to me 6-7 times in my life. Everybody else she knows had the IRS send them letters and open an investigation. Boom, can't leave the U.S. when they got the investigation open. And I mean, that is incredible. We'll come back with Jakari, Anna Dawn Salazar, then David Knight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm going to do 5 minutes for the next hour. Cover some of the news I haven't hit yet. And David Knight's taking over. He's going to be getting into Trump versus GOP. The abortion ruling of the Supreme Court. Obama's going to follow that one, but not the one about, hey, you can't bring in people and advertise everything's free and then have the Border Patrol be a delivery force for the illegals. I mean, it's just not fair. No other country acts like this. It's so crazy. Fine, let the illegals in and give me free stuff, too. Just don't grab my genitals. That's what makes me so mad about this. It's just, it's so obvious they're bringing in voters and unskilled laborers to break the economy. That's a model the globalists have. Briefly, before I go back and get some final comments from Jakari Jackson, we're sold out of the Hillary Clinton for prison church. That was edition number two. Edition three is coming out. It's the same, except it has Infowars.com on the shoulder, not just on the back. And then Hillary for prison 2016. But that has sold out. I think there's like a few left and small because you get 75% off on it when you sign up for the newsletter, 50% off when you just buy one. That special is ending in the next few hours, and it really is causing a national meme all over TV. People are wearing it. The top Google search last week was, is Hillary Clinton going to prison? This is just an example of the power of the people. And wearing a Molon Lambe or an InfoWars shirt from InfoWarsStore.com, not just Hillary for prison, you will meet like-minded people. You will find out how many patriots there are. You wear one of these around your town or city, you'll meet enough folks in a few months walk around the streets to form a huge organization politically. Also, Deep Cleanse is an amazing system of key herbs and other compounds to detoxify the body. It's 20% off until Wednesday, and your purchase helps fund this operation. It really is an amazing product. Just take a dropper full under the tongue every day. It works in synergy with the X2, the other great products like DNA Force at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. An internal FEMA report being reported on by Vice, it's on Drudge, says 300%+ food increases in the next few years. That's what the government thinks is going to happen. All I know is you need to get storable foods, and the best place to get them is InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Select, 15% off. We're running that for 1 week only. It's not 30% off, but it's already a super low price, folks. We can't always offer 30% off, but 15% is the best I can do. We already have the lowest price out there. Okay, Jakari, other points that I haven't raised. What else is on your radar, my friend, in this bizarro world?
Well, it's a very strange time, Alex. Just as you were talking about many of the things there, the Hillary for President t-shirts, as you said, it's a great way to meet like-minded people. Every time we go out to the rallies, we see a lot of these just around town. I see people wearing the Hillary for President t-shirts. I haven't seen too many around here, but you can understand why that is. But as we continue to do the reports out here, we're going to have some reports coming in where we have people flying the drone around the border trying to get various footage out there, and we have many more things that we hope to get lined up, a couple of interviews we're looking into, so hopefully we'll have all those reports in the next day or so.
Well, incredible job. I mean, every time you guys go down there, you just absolutely, it's national news. I mean, you guys caught with Biggs, all the drugs being brought in, and, you know, all the rest of it. It's just crazy that our media could be doing this, but they won't do it. It's not that, I mean, we are good. We work hard. Our crew is wonderful. But it's not that I'm even that good. It's that they won't do their job. I mean, how many news items a week do we break nationally? It's like every day, Jakari.
Yeah, it's a lot. Watson's way up there. Many of the other guys do pretty well putting that stuff out in the news cycle.
Well, you're doing a great job, too. And, again, it's not about just, oh, you're great, I'm great. But I just want to talk about the great crew, the great guests we have, and the fact that we're having an effect. And I want the listeners to know, supporting the broadcast, spreading the word, signing up for the free newsletter, buying the products, all of it is really having a big effect, supporting our local stations, Jakari. I mean, it's amazing to see how we're really changing the narrative back towards reality.
Yeah, it is a big effect. You know, it's like everything we do, whether people, they parrot it or they do some kind of hit piece off it or whatever else, it's definitely out there in the consciousness.
And this is the mainstream media with a 6% trust rate. When they attack us, it's like a badge of, you know, courage. It's like having a child molester salon, you know, the child molester site that's constantly writing articles about child molesting is great. and everything, or how great child molesters are attacking us. I mean, great. A site that promotes child molestation and guys liking five-year-old girls hates us, thank God. Jakari Jackson, great job, my friend. We'll be back with David Knight and more, but I'm doing five more minutes. InfoWars.com/show. Spread that link, folks. Support our local stations.